Don't you ever read the headlines?
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Seven headlines at seven.
Your world in 90 seconds.
That's right, Charlie Rose. You have the dirt, and now you're going to get the details in our 7 at 7, brought to you by our friends at AAA Movers.
One.
First up, a YouTube stunt goes horribly wrong when 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz was shot and killed Monday inside his home in Halstead, north of Moorhead. Police say his 19-year-old girlfriend, Mona, pulled the trigger while he was holding a book for a stunt. They did the stunt, according to a video they released earlier that day. They did the stunt to get more followers on YouTube. The Stillwater Lift Bridge is closed once again this morning as crews continue to make repairs, but it should be reopened soon. The bridge got stuck Tuesday afternoon and was shut down until early yesterday morning.
Three.
Changes are coming to the largest fleet of taxis in the Twin Cities. This is good news, people. Good news. New digital meters are now being allowed by the city of Minneapolis. The old mechanical one is connected to the cab's odometer. The new one uses GPS and Bluetooth. Taxi drivers say this will allow them to adjust their rates to better compete with ride-sharing apps.
Four.
Let's turn to national and international news now. Despite some controversy, President Trump is coming to Disney World. The company has confirmed that an animatronic version of the current Commander-in-Chief will have a speaking role at its Hall of Presidents attraction at the Magic Kingdom. An online petition was launched in January asking the Walt Disney Company to keep the President Trump animatronic silent.
Five.
The iPhone is celebrating its 10th anniversary today, and 10 years later, more than 1 billion have been sold since June 29th, 2007. Apple watchers predict the phone will continue to dominate until 2020. That's when they expect the new Apple glasses to start surpassing iPhone sales.
Six.
One of James Cameron's upcoming Avatar sequels could be historic, speaking of glasses, because according to reports, he's working on the technology to make 3D movies that work without glasses. Avatar 2 comes out in 2020, but there's no word if it'll be ready by then.
Seven.
Rumor has it Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue is in line to be the third judge on American Idol. Katy Perry has already signed on, and ABC has allegedly been negotiating with Lionel Richie for a long time now.
And that's the way it is.
Ryan, can we turn up my button bar again, please? Just turn it up a little bit. That's the way that it is for this Thursday, June 29th, 2017. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to start her very own ice cream truck, ladies and gentlemen, home of Alexis's frozen treats, Alexis Thompson.
I got some frozen treats for you. Good
That's
morning,
right.
Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Ryan Purpich.
Good morning, Jason and Alexis.
Good morning. Dawn is off for a couple days, so Ryan will be with us. So it is 7:06, and we should say, because, you know, people set their clocks to us and they do their routines with us, we should say that we're moving Ken Barlow's weather. When is it? Next week, Lex, or sometime soon?
Yes. Soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to be moving Ken Barlow's weather to like 6:40,
yes.
Right, Lex? 6:40-ish.
Yep. Got it. Yeah.
Just because it works better for his TV schedule. But but today it's going to be like 82.
Dreamy.
Yeah. Still dreamy. Still dreamy. Mm-hmm. High of 81 today with some sunny skies. So no matter who's here, who's not here, it is the tradition of the 7 o'clock hour to raise our glass and take a sip of our refreshing morning beverage.
Cheers,
cheers everybody. Cheers. Cheers. That is really good. That is really,
refreshing.
Really good. That's absolutely refreshing.
Stay hydrated, friends.
Yeah, stay hydrated, especially if it's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
I have my Spider-Man Homecoming review coming up a little bit later in this hour. I saw it last night. I'm very excited to tell you about it. That's a little bit later. But right now, you know what we do on Thursday mornings, and it's this little ditty. Welcome to the love. Welcome to the romance. Welcome to people totally missing obvious signals. Welcome to Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking Penub. We have Thomas today. That's the person that wrote us or called us. Let's go ahead and put him up, Ryan. Let's speak to him first. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Thomas, how are you?
I'm well.
Good, good, good.
Looking for love?
Yeah. Welcome to Second Chance Romance. I'm going to shut my mouth now. Go ahead and tell us your story. How can we help you?
Well, I went out on a date with Melody.
Okay.
And we had a great time. But when we went out, I mean, she was really very attractive, great conversation. But she kind of went overboard when we ordered stuff.
When?
Oh,
usually we don't have a problem on this end, but okay. Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, so we had some wine.
Yeah.
And I trusted her to pick out the wine. It was good wine, but she, they were like $100 each.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I really enjoyed her, but I found her to be a little overboard, and I trusted her and presumptuous, so I want to call her, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of bad business, kind of presumptuous and rude to just $100 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
But other than that, you liked her, and that's why you're looking to go out again?
I did, but I'm confused why she would do something so careless.
But, okay.
Okay. So do you want, I mean, do you want us to, want us to call her? I mean, do you want us to, you want us to
find out why she would do that? And it's kind of, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Okay. But
I did enjoy the date. Yes.
You did enjoy the date.
And beyond that,
beyond
you
want to
see her again.
Yeah, so you, I mean, it was.
Did the wine thing piss you off enough? Because, I mean, you called us, so do you want us? I mean, that seemed to make you mad, but you still want to get a hold. You still want to go on another date, right?
I do, but I was kind of. I want to know why she would just do that without that. I mean, I don't care who you are. If someone else is paying, you don't order $100 bottle of wine unless you kind of go, hey,
yeah,
this wine's $100.
Oh, okay. I'll pitch in or something. Okay.
I didn't know until the bill came, so.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to get her on the phone. And if we can resolve this, obviously you called us, so you want another date with her. So we'll see if we can get a hold of her. So, Thomas, hold on just a second, and we'll see if we can get her on the other line, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Hold on just a second. Ryan, go ahead and put him on hold.
Okay.
And, wow, we usually don't have people complaining at the very beginning. It's usually... Ryan, can you put them on hold, please? Put him on hold, please? Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually we don't have people...
Right, right.
I just don't want him to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, does he like her or does he not want me to call her? Anyway. Okay.
Maybe
well,
this is more of a confrontation.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And we will be, oh my god. Oh, we'll be right back. I need some good news, baby. Cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I've been holding back. Should be falling free, yeah. But it's not having faith, just believing what you can see. And I'm still looking for something to get me out of my seat, something that's true. What can I do? Cause every time I turn around, I'm back down to one. Tell me why it feels like I'm still on the run. I need some good. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jason. Lex, Dawn is off. Ryan filling in. 7:17 on this Thursday, June 29th. Thank you for being here, everybody. We're going to jump back into Second Chance Romance in just a little bit.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah. Just never had someone that wanted us to call somebody and started complaining about him.
Very
still wanted to go on a date with him. So, yeah. Okay. But we'll get to that in just a little bit. We also have a giveaway a little bit later and more Hot Topics. And don't forget, I'll be giving you my review of Spider-Man Homecoming just a little bit, in just a little bit at the end of the 7 o'clock hour, maybe at the beginning of the 8. Saw it last night and so excited. So excited to tell you guys about it, but let's get back to it, everybody. It is I'm trying to put this off as long as humanly possible, but I'm just gonna stop here. Welcome back to the romance. Welcome back to the drama. Welcome back to Second Chance Romance. We talked to Thomas, who called us. Went out with Melody, and Melody, they went out. I guess she ordered an expensive bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
But
he still liked her, though, after this.
That seemed to piss Thomas off, but she's... But he still wants to know why she didn't call him back. But
yes.
Maybe it's because he bitched about the wine, but I don't know. I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Yes.
So,
but there's some self-reflection there going on, right? Maybe he just recognized what was going on. And usually we don't get that with second chance romance. It's usually like, I don't know why she's not calling me back.
I don't know. But okay, I've asked him 3 times. Are you sure? Like, are you sure you want to go on another date? Because you don't seem to be happy with her, but okay. So, Ryan, we're going to send you off to call the, what's her name, Melody? We're
going
to call Melody.
I'll try.
Ryan, go try to get her on the phone and interrupt us when you get her on the line, okay? Okay, Lex.
Okay. This is real awkward.
I feel like Oprah. Well, you know, Oprah always said, you know, after the end of her talk show, she's like, I've heard it all. You do 25 years of a show. We've done about a year and a half of Second Chance. I thought I've heard it all.
Yeah,
but we've never had someone who allegedly wants to go back out with someone and start the conversation by basically bitching about her. But okay, sure. I'm on sure. Whatever floats your boat.
Yes.
Whatever keeps your canoe upright. Okay.
This is going to be very interesting, though, to see if we get a hold of her, what she says. I mean, was the cost of the wine, was it on the menu? Because sometimes, maybe that's the issue, or maybe she just thought, yeah, I can order whatever I want. Mm-hmm. We're on a date.
Mm-hmm. There's hold on a minute.
What are the chances she's going to answer and want to talk to us?
She's cussing at Ryan right now, probably.
Probably.
I'm clicking my heels right now. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I like the idea of you in sparkly red ruby slippers, Jace.
Vacation in 2 days.
Yeah.
Vacation in 2 days.
We got this.
Yeah, we got this.
4th of July fireworks.
Should we be concerned Ryan isn't back yet? I don't. I mean, Dawn doesn't take quite this long. This is.
We got her. She's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
All right.
Great. Woo. That means she only called you 4 names and not 5. Okay. Go ahead, punch her up before she changes her mind and uses better judgment. Melody, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
We're very sorry to bother you at 7:21 in the morning, but as Ryan told you, you are live on the radio. This is My Talk 107.1, Jason and Alexis in the morning. You probably have no idea who we are, and that's okay. But here's the deal, Melody. I'm not going to waste your time. We do a segment called Second Chance Romance, and this is, and I want to set your mind at ease. This is really a compliment to you. This is, you know, no one's going to jump out of your basement or anything. We hook people back up that went out with each other that lost contact. So a guy named Thomas called in and said that he went out with you. He liked you, even though you ordered an expensive bottle of wine. But anyway, that he liked you, and he would like to go back out with you, but you never called him back. So do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Okay, I know this is weird doing it on the radio, but would you mind Lex and I getting all up in your business and asking you why you didn't call him back?
Oh, man. I don't know. I had a great time. I did have a great time. And, like, the phone, you can pick up the phone both ways. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
But it just took a turn at the end.
He said, Melody, let me just say this, because I do want to get your reaction. He said, and this was what was so funny, was he called us and obviously or called or emailed our show or whatever, reached out in whatever way. And he said he wanted to reconnect with you. But when he called and we talked to him, he was complimentary. But then he said that you ordered, what was it, Lex? You ordered some wine.
Some expensive wine,
and that kind of like kind of made him a little mad. Like he found it tacky. So I'm like, okay. So what do you want to say to that? Did you order an expensive bottle of wine?
I mean, I realized when it came out of my mouth. So he was like, "Get what you want. Let's do it. Let's order wine." So I was a little nervous, and I was like, "Okay, let's order wine." And I just like literally looked down the page, found like just a beautiful red that I thought was really nice and like I had before at places, and I just didn't, just ordered it.
It just didn't register the cost.
No, yeah. I was just like, yeah, that, let's get that. He was like, let's order. I was like, yeah, let's go. I was just like connecting and flowing, and it was it was delicious. I mean,
so it wasn't, you didn't do it on, yeah,
like, I love that.
It was delicious.
Some good wine. Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say, Melody, I appreciate. I know it's in the morning. You're probably getting ready. I appreciate you telling us whatever you want to say, but you didn't order that wine on purpose. You didn't do it to just take his money, right? I mean, you didn't,
no.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
No, I think in retrospect, if I were to do it all over again or whatever, I would just. I would maybe be like a little bit slower, a little quicker with my answer. The waiter was there. He was there. Let's get a wine. I was like, yeah, I just didn't want to look like, fickle or anything. So I was like, yeah, I remember that name and I got that wine. Like, and he loved it. So
got it.
Well, he's a little salty about it. Just FYI. But let's pretend that wine thing didn't happen. Did you enjoy your time with Thomas?
I had a good time. I did have a good time.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to give it like some time to breathe, but I mean, it's 2017. Everyone can call everyone, but at the end of the meal, at the end when he got the check, he turned into someone else. He like stopped making eye contact with me. He was like out in deep somewhere. He was going over, looked like he was going over stuff, and I was like, what happened? I even asked, is everything okay? And he was like, it's fine, it's fine. And like, kind of
maybe
like curt and stopped and like left. And I was
I have a feeling it's Winegate, Lex. I think it's all, but
right.
Okay.
No.
Melody, here's the deal, because you've been very sweet. Here's the deal. As Ryan told you, we talked to Thomas. We have Thomas on the other line. So, Ryan, go ahead and... Yeah, joy. Happy, happy, joy. So, Ryan, go ahead and put Thomas up, if you will. Hey, Thomas, say hi to Melody.
Hey, Melody.
Hi. Hi, Thomas.
Melody, please don't hang up. Melody, okay, so Thomas, you heard what Melody said. She didn't do the wine thing on purpose, but she said that you turned kind of curt and short at the end of the date, and that's why she didn't call you back. Did you get short with her? And if you did, was it because of the wine?
Well, it was two bottles of the same wine, and I was a bit shocked at the expense of the wine.
You
so
are not letting
I
this
guess
wine
my
go,
natural
girl.
Reactions may have been, oh,
Yeah.
So you just turned. Oh, man. Okay.
So, I mean, I was, like, blown away that, I mean, why would you have another target the other person's budget? I mean, I don't care who you are. You don't just order a $100 bottle of wine twice. Yeah.
But Thomas, I don't mean to interrupt, Melanie, but I return to my original question. You obviously liked her because you sought us out. So are you, it doesn't sound like it to me, but I don't know. Are you going to be able to get through this wine thing? And I don't even know, do you really genuinely want to even go out with Melody? I feel like this has been kind of a waste of a time because do you sincerely want to go out with her?
Well, I do. And, you know, just listening to hear her talk about how she didn't even realize it was that expensive.
That makes it better, right?
Well, it changes it a bit, for sure.
A bit.
I mean, no, okay. It does, 100%. We had a great time, and now I'm like, oh, she didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, there's a silver lining right there, right? Now you know. We all know. It's all good. How second chance romance here at least works is that
we offer
to pay for the second date. We'll pay for the wine this time. Are you guys interested?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like this is something that we could have like maybe talked about in a second date. I think it's one of those things.
Not on the radio, right, Melody? Maybe not on a radio
like
show. Yeah.
Maybe call not me. A team of, you know, DJ VJs, whatever, and you to address.
We prefer entertainment hosts, Melody.
So sorry.
It's all right. I'm kidding. Yeah, you know what?
Okay.
It doesn't sound like we've made an Andy Cohen love connection. Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Right, Thomas? I mean, you're not.
Well,
Melody,
okay.
So it's a no for you, Melody?
Yeah, it's a no. And I think he should maybe just, like, check out the absolute price range of whoever he takes out wherever next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the real problem.
Well, kind of I apologize for reacting how I did. I was just a little perplexed and confused, but lesson learned.
Yeah. Lesson learned. That's right. Yeah. Nice. Thomas, thank you so much. Melody, thank you so much. Ryan, we can go ahead and.
Thank you, guys.
Melody, thank you for. I feel like we've wasted your time, and I apologize. 7:29. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Now a trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's happening right now?
Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News is here. Good morning.
Hello. You know, it's hard to believe that the very first iPhone went on sale 10 years ago today.
Unreal. I know. This feels like yesterday.
It does. I agree with you. Hey, R2-D2 droid sold for about $3 million at auction.
Wow.
Crazy.
It doesn't even talk.
That's the original one from the original movie, right?
Yeah, this is the one that was in multiple Star Wars films.
Man, I hope it pretty cool. Came with the shadow box.
No, it's a big one.
He's
you can't
43
put that.
Inches tall.
I
he's
wouldn't
like the
want
size
anyone even looking at it. Laid down $3 million for that, it would have its own private air-controlled room that only I can go in.
Oh. I'd want it to answer the door for every guest that came to my house.
Okay, that's good. It would seem too precious is what I'm saying.
I hear you. And I say if you spend $3 million, you better show that bad boy off, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So there's this picture of this dad who bought a snorkel so that he could nap in the pool that's going viral this morning. Funny, he's like face down in the pool with a snorkel, sleeping.
Oh, to stay away from his kids?
No, so he could spend quality time with them in the pool, Lex.
Oh, gotcha. I'm just snorkeling kids.
Hey, Kelly Clarkson is planning a second picture book, the release date sometime in late October. Adele kind of hinting that her 25 tour may be her last, signing something at one of her shows saying, you know, who knows, this could be my last. I don't think that's really her last. I think people are reading too much into it.
I think so. I mean, goodness gracious, she's 25 or 26 or whatever. Mm-hmm. She'll be on tour. That's just a bunch of hooey.
I think she has a lot of anxiety when it comes to touring because she just isn't the best live. She'll admit that.
Yeah.
It's an awful lot.
Her concert, though. Oh, my goodness. She was so good. Still one of the best concerts. Oh, God, I had such a good time.
Her voice is pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, so I don't usually end on bad notes, but this YouTube prank gone wrong.
It's horrible. The story, it's all over the place.
It is all over the place, which is why I wanted to talk about it, because it is trending and everyone is talking about it. But it's just, if you haven't heard about it yet, there's a young girl in Minnesota who shot her boyfriend. They were trying to become YouTube sensations. And we talked with one of her family members yesterday, who said that, you know, they wanted to have more views. They wanted to become famous on YouTube. And, you know, that's why they did this. What they did is they took a gun. The woman took a gun and they held up a book. And the man said he had shot the book before and the bullet didn't go through it. So he held the book in front of him and she shot and it killed him in front of their 3-year-old daughter. And she is pregnant with their second child. And it's just one of these things that, like, I don't know. As a parent, I think you just have to take these opportunities when something like this happens senseless and so tragic and so terrible. Mm. But with social media the way that it is, and everybody's just on it, including kids who are 7, 8, 9, 10, very, very young, this has to be a learning opportunity that parents take and talk about.
Absolutely.
So
seeking that 15 minutes of fame or 100,000, they wanted like 200,000 followers or something. It's like, oh my goodness, do you have any idea how it's just not worth it? And none of that really matters. It's just, it doesn't matter one little bit. It's just, it's not even real.
And
it's
then
not,
you think what happens to her. She's only 19.
Yeah.
Pregnant, has another child.
Yes.
What she already has gone through, the kid has seen, she's been charged with manslaughter now. So second degree, you just wonder, wow, the future of all of them.
Yeah. And again, so senseless. Yeah.
So senseless. So senseless.
So I don't mean to end on a bad note, but I just feel like
it's everywhere.
Everyone
it's
was
elite.
Talking about it.
Yeah. So. It's
trending.
One of those things you have to mention.
All right,
Megan,
you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News. You can watch Megan and the Gang weekday morning starting at 4:30 over there on Channel 5.
Well, that's over.
Time for Chance Chat. A look back on today's second chance romance.
So, how do you think it went?
Here are Jason and Alexis.
Hey, Lex. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Lex?
Yes, Jace. What's up?
Hey, how do you think that went, Lex?
Not so great. I think he called us wanting some revenge.
Oh.
And wanted us to say, oh, yeah, should never order that bottle of wine.
Okay.
But by the end, don't you think he kind of turned it around a little bit? It's a little,
no!
Oh, man. Oh.
No, and Lex was sending me instant messages during the segment. She's like, Jace, look at Twitter. You guys were cracking our ass up on Twitter. Marcus Peterson, I think, had the best.
He writes to us.
He goes, seriously, as soon as he said, I am well, and nothing else, I knew things were going south. Raleigh Jacobs writes, Raleigh Dolly writes, OMG, hang up on Thomas. Stop wasting our time.
Oh, Mrs. Waterman, this guy needs to be like Elsa and let it go.
Tom Horn, well, that was pointless. As soon as he called her rude, no chance this was going to go well.
Oh.
I know!
Oh.
I was just like, why are you calling us? Like, why did you email Dawn?
I think he wanted to rub it in.
Yeah, I think he did.
Really
and
did,
I think,
but then realizing, because she had a great explanation. She just was like picking one quick and didn't know, was flustered. And maybe after hearing that, that's when I think he was like, oh, okay. All right.
Well,
I get it
goodness.
Now. I can simmer down.
Well, thank goodness she was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked her.
Yeah, she did seem real cool.
She kind of laughed, you know, she could laugh with us, but. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Ooh, yeah, if you're just joining us, you got to go back and, well, you play at 8:30.
We'll replay it at 8:30,
This is a second chance romance. It was, over some wine.
Oh, my Lanta. Laura Barnum, our good friend.
Ooh, yeah.
Laura writes, and let me just read her subject line, which says, I don't like Thomas. I don't even need to read the rest of Laura's email. I don't like Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, and Megan, I have no words. He must be desperate or she is H-O-T.
Yeah. my goodness. Hey, everybody. New to the Twin Cities in Motion race roster this year is the Women Run the Cities, taking place Sunday, September 24th near Minnehaha Park. This event features everything from a 1 mile to a 10 mile race. You can learn more at tcmevents.org, ladies and gentlemen. And also don't forget My Talk and the St. Paul Saints will once again host the Cat Video Festival on August 8th, presented by David and the team at First Equity Mortgage and Luther Nissan Kia of Invergrove. Submit your cat videos now for consideration in the video reel. And this year's Cat Video Festival benefits Home for Life.
Oh, it's so much fun. We had such a great time last year. We're excited to do it again.
We did. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more show, unless we decide to go home. Stay with us. By your side, if I can't find your eye, I'm true with my love. No matter what you know, I'm true with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be back here.
Your hands, your legs, let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry.
Anything. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Gaga, The Cure, Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything Play-Doh. I'm Jace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lex, Dawn's off. Ryan filling in. Thank you. Thank you for being here, everybody. Thank you very much. We have my review of Spider-Man coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and then at 8:20, the Dirt Alert, and then a Second Chance Romance you cannot miss. That's a very, very busy 8 o'clock hour. But Lex,
yes.
Okay, so you have a funny story that actually, like, you not can relate to, but, yeah. Well, you can kind of relate to. Tell us about this.
Okay, so there's a really funny viral video going around. This woman, she is on a bridge with her husband, and he's taping her. She has her mother's ashes in a tube, and I guess she had talked to her before she died and said, I would like to be, my ashes to be... spread along this bridge and into the river. So the woman didn't take into account the wind on the bridge.
Oh, yes.
And so she's dumping the ashes out. This is just like the Big Lebowski.
It's the Big Lebowski,
yes, it's exactly the Big Lebowski when Walter, he is dumping out Donnie's ashes.
In the bosom of the Pacific Ocean.
Exactly.
Out of the coffee can.
Yeah, so she has this big tube, and she's trying to dump the ashes off into the river, but it hits the bridge, and a gust of wind comes and blows it back into her face. The man, her husband, cannot stop laughing as this is happening, and I just thought, wow, I bet there are so many stories about family members just trying to do right by their dead family member and scatter their ashes. I'm sure they're looking down and just cracking up with them, but there's so many different stories of where did a family member or a friend want you to scatter their ashes? Because I just heard this great story. So this was just a couple weeks ago now. My great aunt and uncle celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. And we had some family visiting from Florida, and their brother just passed away. And so he'd be like a second, third cousin removed or something. But anyway, she was telling me that they grew up in Minnesota, in Hitterdahl, Minnesota, just a little town north where my grandma grew up too. And they were going to be bringing little bags of his ashes and scattering them around in all different areas. And they were going to knock on the old family house and ask the owner just for a little tour. And while they were there, they were going to sprinkle a little bit of his ashes in the yard and a whole bunch of different things. My grandma told a similar story. She worked at the Minnesota Masonic Home. She was an administrator there and a nurse for many, many, many years. And she told me that one of her nurse friends, after she was cremated, she asked my grandma if she could spread some of her ashes outside of the Masonic home. And she said, of course. But every time she tried to do it in the daylight, she thought, oh, we're going to get caught. So her and a couple friends in the dead of night drove over to the Minnesota Masonic home, kept the car running and the lights on, and they each had a little bag and it's kind of a plan of where they were going to drop the ashes. Can you just imagine this? They went out there, scattered the ashes, and then they saw some cars driving by. They jumped in so fast and made a getaway. But what a funny story.
Oh, I love that. Oh, but they accomplished it. They didn't get in trouble or anything?
They did, no, but they were running like crazy. They were driving like crazy women outside of the area. And it has a really beautiful front. So I can imagine that if someone was driving by, they're like, wait a second. So,
oh,
it's just too funny. And you always hear funny stories like that about trying to do the right thing and it either blows back or you can't do it at the time that expected. Just sweet ways to. Just honor your family or friends. Have you guys had anything like this? Or
well, I hacked that video that you're talking about.
The woman
that tries to scatter her mom's ashes and the wind blows it back. I have.
Oh,
so
perfect.
This is from the YouTube video.
Yes,
and you can hear it. And the guy is filming it and can't stop cracking up. And luckily, the family had a really good sense of humor. Take a listen to this.
That's horrible.
You need to brush her off the side.
Damien, that's disrespectful. Don't say that.
You can't claim over.
Why didn't someone tell me?
So yeah, blew it right back in her face.
That's so funny because you see the video, they're on the bridge, but of course the support beams along it, so she didn't even get it in the water. He's talking about brushing her off the bridge because it hit the support beams.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Here's that scene from The Big Lebowski with Walter shaking out Donnie's ashes. Listen.
Yes. Theodore Donald Karabatsos, in accordance with what we think your dying wishes might well have been, we commit your final mortal remains to the bosom of the Pacific Ocean, which you loved so well. Good night, sweet prince. Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Damn wind.
Damn it, Walter.
Dude, I'm sorry.
It's a travesty with you, man.
I've always, let's go to Joy on line one. Joy has a funny ash story. Joy, 651-641-1071, what's your story?
Morning, guys. My sister-in-law's husband passed away.
Yeah.
And she decided to send him off in fireworks, only they put him in little baggies and, like, taped him to the fireworks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That apparently you have to get permission to set off fireworks, and these things weren't just like little poppy things. They were like rockets.
Oh, no.
And it sounded like a war was happening, and so the police showed up.
Oh, no.
As my brother-in-law is, you know, raining down from the sky.
That might have been worth it, huh?
Oh. I wasn't there. I sort of wish I had been.
Oh, that's great.
That'll be a story for the rest of everyone's lives.
I know.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Joy. Ryan,
yeah,
who do we have
guys.
On line two?
Bye.
We got a Sierra over here.
Let's go to Sierra on line two. Hi, Sierra. Welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hello.
Hi.
So my best friend and I made a pact that whoever died first, we would leave each other money, and the person who is still around would take little vials of our ashes, travel around the world, and scatter the little vials wherever she went. So we were kind of traveling together.
Oh, how cool.
Oh, that's sweet.
So did she pass away?
Oh, no. We're both still
here. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said you already had the vials going. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's no, a great pact.
Lex is killing off your friends, yeah. Sierra. She's,
sorry, Sierra.
That's okay.
That's such a cool idea.
She won't know.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
She won't know. Yeah. Thank you, Sierra. I told Colin they're going to have to do it in the middle of the night because I told Colin, and I'm not kidding, yeah. I want my ashes spread, even if we build, not if, even with our South Fork that we're going to build, I would like my ashes partially spread on the real South Fork. So they're going to have to go to the tour, you know, put me in a little secret bag, and then while the tour guide's not watching...
Shawshank Redemption, remember? Yeah, put it in your pocket and just shake it out of your pant leg.
Yeah, they're like, okay, over here is the swimming pool that J.R. Ewing... And then while they're talking, just dump me somewhere on the yard. Just somewhere on the yard at South Fork. That's what I want.
Oh, that is so perfect. And I can share the story about my grandma because she has passed away. I couldn't before that. So, that is too great, Jace. Yes.
So good, so good. 7:55. When we come back, I saw Spider-Man Homecoming last night, and I can't wait to tell you about it. That and more. For when a very busy 8 o'clock hour starts right after this.
It's a beautiful day.